There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're joined in the studio by the brains behind Woolies coming to the UAE, I think it might be fair to say. Very good morning to Brian Newton, who's the head of international B2B at Woolworths Group. And this is the day that you're launching your product in the region. So welcome, Brian. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Nessie. Nice to meet you.
And we're also joined by Moen Anwar, the Commissioner of Middle East for New South Wales Government. Your role, Moen, will come very clear in a few minutes' time. So thank you very much for joining us too.
My pleasure.
So, first of all, Woolies. If you're an Australian and you say Woolies, you know what it is. There's two big supermarkets in Australia. You know, dominant force. Woolworths is perhaps, you know, your full title, but everybody knows you as Woolies, really, don't they?
That's right. Yes, Woolies.
And why have you decided to come and sell your Woolworths products in the UAE?
Well, it really came about a few years ago. We've got a huge range of our own brand products, around 2,000. We've reformulated and developed those products over the last few years to suit the tastes of our diverse population in Australia. And at the same time, Australian product is in high demand around the world. It's clean, it's safe, it's authentic. We put the two together and thought there'd be countries around the world that would be interested in taking our products. And the UAE, with its vibrant multicultural population, great taste for food, was an obvious place for us to look at. Also, there's a lot of expats here as well. So a lot of Aussies who know the brand.
I know. So, sadly, Brandy Scott is not here. She's not an Aussie. She's a Kiwi. But Woolies is, you know, a very familiar brand to her too. So she was very sad that she wasn't here for this interview, because she is super excited about some of the things you're bringing over. Now, you've had to identify a local partner. You've decided to go with Almaya. What made you make that decision?
Look, we're very careful about who we partner with. We like to partner with a single retailer in each market. A company that I guess shares our values, careful around the customer, wanting to really deliver what the customer wants, good stores, a good brand, and Almaya really ticked those boxes. So we've been working with them now since Gold Foods last year to get the ranges together and to get to know each other well, and it's a good partnership, I think.
At this stage, I think we should just clarify Woolworths, because Dubai shoppers will think of Woolworths and think South Africa.
Yes.
Because the city centre, Deira, had for many years a full Woolworths department store put there by Woolworths South Africa. That Dubai store is gone, but Woolworths South Africa is still active with over 1,400 stores. What's the relationship between yourselves, the Woolies from Australia, and Woolworths South Africa?
Yes, there's actually no connection at all. We're an independent Australian company, public company, founded in 1924 by Percy Christmas, and we've never had any link whatsoever.
So you never linked up with the whole sort of FW Woolworths family around the world?
No, there was no link at all. We just, our founder just took the name back in the 20s.
Why not?
it's created a lot of confusion. I can, you know, over the years, particularly with the one in the UK going bust and the connections with South Africa. But no link whatsoever.
Okay, and if I will bring you in, Moen, you're here because you've had a partnership, and Gulf Food is one of the big food events. It's taking place at Dubai World Trade Centre from the 17th to the 21st of February. Huge event, really, and this is sort of the perfect fit. The Visit Government of Victoria Australia stand is there, and you're a part of that. We'll also be down there, lots of live broadcasting with Dubai Eye from the Victoria stand to give you great coverage. But Moen, why is it so important that you have a big Australian brand like Woolworths to promote everything that you have to offer?
Well, if you look at Gulf Food, it's been a show which I've been involved since 2000. Australia, obviously, the food and beverage side is very critical for us. We've got a range of companies which will be at Gulf Food, covering beverages, dairy, meat, world food. And if I look at, you know, New South Wales, we'll have some of our leading food producers over there, and this region has great opportunities to bring quality food out of New South Wales, Australia, and we make the most of it at Gulf Food.
And, you know, Brian, I have to ask a question. Is this, you know, testing the water for potentially Woolworths opening stores here in the region?
No, it's not. No, we're very much an Australian and New Zealand-based retailer. We're happy to offer our products overseas, but there's no intention of opening stores.
Okay, someone else has also asked for similar clarification as Malcolm. So we can confirm nothing in terms of similar offerings to the Woolworths from South Africa that Malcolm mentioned earlier. Now, you've mentioned that the products that you're offering, Woolworths' own brand, is a range that you've developed. It's a range that you've had feedback from. Are you suggesting that they are as good or better as some of the branded products people might be familiar with here already?
Yeah, we like to think so. We've got our own team of chefs, product developers in-house. We work with them and our nutritionists and with customers as well to make sure that we've got products that people are really going to enjoy. We actually put them through a sensory panel as well. So it's an independent customer panel that tests our products blindly against branded alternatives. And our products need to come out as good as or better, or they won't actually go on show.
Talk to me about what convinced you that Almaya, as a distributor here in the region, matched the type of products that you sell. What is it about it that sold you? Is it their reach? Is it the type of store they are? Is it the footprint that they're getting into their stores?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of those factors, really. We wanted a partner that had good coverage in the UAE, which Almaya does. It was also progressive and actually looking to expand. Which again, Almaya ticks those boxes. And again, a company that wanted to work with us. We want to do this. We want to actually enjoy their relationships. And I think with Almaya, we've got that.
Okay, somebody else has texted in. Angus is saying, where will we be able to buy these Woolworths products? Now, we know you're partnering with Almaya, but people want to know from today, I want to go get in my car and buy something that I'm familiar with that reminds me of home. Angus is keen to know.
Right. Look, to start with, it's a trial. It's not going to go into all Almaya stores. I believe it's going to be in about 8 stores. Almaya will, I guess, announce on their website exactly where they're going to be. I know the Maruj store is one of them, where the products will definitely be in place, and then 6 or 7 others.
You've got lots of hungry Australian and Kiwis listening at this time of the morning, wanting to know a bit more detail. I guess the other question I have is, you've discussed the range that you've developed and it's familiar. People are familiar with it in Australia and New Zealand. But do you intend to increase the range of brands here? You're saying it's a testing phase at the moment, but you're hoping to bring that full product range here to the region?
Yes, I think that's right. We've got a range of 90 products going in across a lot of categories, different categories. I think it's to test that, see what people like, what they don't like, and then give the opportunity to expand.
And just final quick question from Irfan. Do you mark your products as suitable for vegetarians or halal in order to cater to the market here? Because obviously, very different type of customer you might get here to perhaps in Australia.
Look, our products aren't marked as such. They meet requirements. We've made sure that they meet the requirements. But they are the same products that we sell in Australia. They're the same products on our shelves. It's the same packaging.
Are you actually bringing up food products, though, or not?
Yes, all food products.
It is all food, is
all
it?
All food, yes,
okay.
It is.
Maureen, what sort of, how many other companies are there in New South Wales that might want to look at Dubai as an export market along the same lines as Woolies?
I think if I look at the numbers very broadly for Gulf Food 2019, we have more than 100 companies from Australia coming. Roughly 25% of that 100 is out of New South Wales. Mm. And that covers pretty much everything: meat, beverages, dairy, healthy eating, gluten-free. So you have a range of products which would obviously be well demanded in the UAE and the region.
Okay, that's all we've got time for. Best of luck at Gulf Food, Moen. Moen Amar is a commissioner at Middle East for New South Wales Government Australia. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Brian Newton is the head of international B2B Woolworths Group. And it is today that you are launching your products through Almaya. So Brian, thank you again for taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.